7 Perek of Ksubis Mishnah Dalet. Amadas Ishta Shalai Telech Leveis Aviyah. He makes a neder that she shouldn't go to her father's house. Now, such a neder cannot be made because the neder has to take effect on a certain object that he owns. He doesn't own this. Can't ask her on her father's house. So it must be a case that he made it tonight that if she does go there, she won't be able to have hanah from his tashrish. They won't be able to be together. It cannot be like in the previous mishnah that she made a neder and it's an issue if he can be mekayim or not, because it cannot be made for every type of neder. This neder, which is just an issue of going to her father's house, it's not nogea to her personal physical pleasure. He does not have the option anyway to be made for the neder. So once again, he made this neder by saying that if she goes, it can have tashmish. If her father is living with her in the city, the same city, which is more normal for her to visit him frequently, so if this neder was made for a month, it's all right. But it's 2 months, they have to get divorced. If the living father is in a different city than regular yukayim, if it's only for one regal, so she missed the regal, you know, with the regal we're going with the time she would naturally go to visit her father. So if it was for one regal, she missed one regal, that's already acceptable. Now the problem with the mission is it seems to be saying if it's for 1 month, one regal, they should remain married. If it's for 3 months, three regalim, then she have to get divorced. What about two? So the Gemara says that it's talking about over here that it really means to say that if it's 2 months, she should get divorced. And if she's married to a kohen, then it's telling 3 months. So the mission really skipped the in-between case. Shalosh is by a kohen, Eshes Kohen, but by Eshes Yisrael will be 2 months, which is like Rabbi Yehuda's opinion in the previous Mishnah.